It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. A small school district about 30 miles north of Green Bay is the focus of a sprawling legal case alleging the mishandling of sexual misconduct by school staff in Wisconsin.
Accusers in the case say Oconto Falls officials had deliberate indifference to the abuse for decades. Corrine Hess has more.
Throughout high school, Amanda Waska says she and David Heisel would go on long drives across Oconto County. Heisel would stroke Waska's hand, talk about his family's wealth, and promise to protect her once they were together. But they were not teenage sweethearts. Waska was a 15-year-old student at Oconto Falls High School. Heisel was her teacher. Waska now understands all of that was grooming, and she says it led up to a sexual assault her junior year.
It's hard to talk about. It's hard. I don't know that I fully processed that yet.
Waska rocks back and forth and pats her left arm while describing the assault she says happened in 2012 during a student competition in Wisconsin Dells.
I know what has happened, and he did not stop.
Waska says Heisel followed her into a stairwell at the competition hotel where he partially undressed and forcibly kissed and fondled her. In March, Waska and two other former students filed a federal civil complaint against the Oconto Falls School District, alleging the school district was deliberately indifferent to sexual misconduct for more than 35 years. The complaint has grown to seven plaintiffs with 19 sworn affidavits supporting their allegations. Heisel is one of a dozen staff members accused in the suit. The complaint says the students took decades to come forward because they were too young to realize the alleged conduct was predatory and criminal. That was the case for Waska.
From what I've experienced and what I've reflected on, I don't think that victims can come forward until they're safe enough to do so.
WPR reached out to attorneys, school officials, and members of law enforcement related to the case. None responded for comment. Chicago attorney Cass Casper is representing the plaintiffs.
I've never seen facts like this case ever in my practice.
Along with allegations from Waska, the complaint says another teacher was aware the assistant volleyball coach was sharing a bed with a student. A student was sexually assaulted by a basketball coach. Two fellow coaches knew and privately told him to stop, but did not report it. A student reported a classmate's sexual assault to a principal and athletic director, and was told the school couldn't do anything about it.
The sheer scope of the suit and the number of witnesses who have come forward, in my opinion, reflects a severe problem in how these situations are being responded to, and we hope to rectify it through the suit.
Brianne Caravu joined the lawsuit on behalf of her teenage daughter, who she says has been harassed and inappropriately touched by teachers since middle school.
They silenced the kids. They silenced teachers. They basically made it almost impossible for anybody to come forward.
The attorney representing the school district has filed a motion to dismiss the case, arguing the district is not liable for a, quote, bad actor's conduct. But under state law, all school employees are mandated reporters who are legally required to report suspected child abuse or neglect, including sexual abuse. Tanya Jersey was a special education teacher in the school district for 11 years before resigning in 2015. She says she tried to report sexual harassment of female teachers to the school board, but the perpetrator was promoted.
Not only did they not do something about it, they defended the ones doing the damage.
Jersey also went to high school in Oconto Falls. Two of her friends are named in the lawsuit as alleged sexual assault victims of former basketball coaches.
When you're that young and unassuming and inexperienced, for an adult male to take advantage of that is one of the cruelest things that could ever be done.
Waska confronted Heisel last year in a text message. He surrendered his teaching license after the federal case was filed, but has never been criminally charged. Neither Heisel nor his attorney have responded to multiple requests for comment. Waska continues to pursue a criminal case against him. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.